Kurt peeled up the wing lying across the creature's middle, revealing sallow green fur and a small, puckered cavity that might have held the thing's genitals. He held the wing against the corkboard. "Pin," he said. Tony pinned the wing. It was dark gray and all membrane. There was no sign of bone or blood vessels that Sandy could see. Kurt shifted his hand on the thing's midsection so he could raise the other wing. Sandy heard that liquid squelching sound again. It was getting hot in the supply room and had to be even worse in the closet. Those tensor lamps. "Pin, boss." Tony pinned the other wing, and now the creature hung on the board like something out of a Bela Lugosi film. Except, once you could see all of it, it didn't really look much like a bat at all, or a flying squirrel, or certainly any kind of bird. It didn't look like anything. That yellow prong sticking out from the center of its face, for instance. Was it a bone? A beak? A nose? If it was a nose, where were the nostrils? To Sandy, it looked more like a claw than a nose, and more like a thorn than a claw. And what about that single eye? Sandy tried to think of any earthly creature that had only one eye, and couldn't. There had to be such a creature, didn't there? Somewhere. In the jungles of South America, or maybe at the bottom of the ocean. And the thing had no feet. Its body simply ended in a butt like a green, black thumb. Kurt pinned this part of the specimen's anatomy to the board himself, pinching the furry hide away from its body and then impaling a loose fold. Tony finished the job by driving pins into the cork board through the thing's armpits. Or maybe you call them wing pits, Sandy thought. This time it was Curtis who made an involuntary sound of disgust behind his mask, and he wiped his brow with his forearm. "I wish we'd thought to bring in the fan," he said. Sandy, whose head was beginning to swim, agreed. Either the stench was getting worse, or it had a cumulative effect. "Plug in one more thing, we'd probably trip the breaker," Tony said. "Then we could be in the dark with this ugly motherfucker, also trapped on account of Cecil B. DeMille's got his camera set up in the doorway. Go on, Kurt. I'm okay if you are." Kurt stepped back, snatched a breath of slightly cleaner air, tried to compose himself, then stepped forward to the table again. "I'm not measuring," he said. "We got all that done out in the shed, right?" "Yeah," Sandy replied. 14 inches long, 36 centimeters if you like that better. Body's about a handspan across at the widest, maybe a little less. Go on, for God's sake, so we can get out of here. Give me both scalpels plus retractors." "How many retractors?" Kurt gave him a look that said, "Don't be a bozo." "All of them." Another quick swipe of the forehead. And after Sandy had handed the stuff over the top of the camera, and Kurt had arranged it as best he could, "Watch through the viewfinder, okay? Zoom the shit out of the mother. Let's get the best record we can." "People would still say it's a fake," Tony told him. "You know that, don't you?" Curtis then said something Sandy never forgot. He believed that Curtis, already under severe mental strain and in increasingly severe physical distress, spoke the truth of his mind in baldly simple terms people rarely dare to use, because they reveal too much about the speaker's real heart. "Fuck the John Q's," was what Curtis said. "This is for us." "I've got a good tight shot," Sandy told him. "The smell may be bad, but the light's heavenly." The time code at the bottom of the little interior TV screen read 7:49:01 p. "Cutting now," Kurt said, and slid his larger scalpel into the pinned creature's midsection. His hands didn't tremble. Any stage fright accompanying the arrival of the big moment must have come and gone quickly. There was a wet, popping sound, like a bubble of some thick liquid breaking, and all at once drops of black goo began to patter into the trough under the easel. "Oh, man," Sandy said. "Oh, that really stinks." "Fucking foul," Tony added. His voice was thin and dismayed.